Election officials in Ivory Coast say they are planning to complete preparations in time for the country to go to the polls as planned on November 30th. Independent Electoral Commission Vice President Fatoumata Traoré Diop says voter registration is expanding since it began 2 weeks ago and has now reached the entire Abidjan area.
Avant la fin de la semaine, nous allons lancer également dans les autres localités parce que ça va par de façon
She says by the end of the week, registration will be extended to other regions and will be completed in all of the country's 11,000 voting centers by the end of October. Organizers say 50,000 officials are being trained to register the estimated 9 million eligible voters. They are concentrating on younger voters who were not eligible during the previous elections, as well as voters living abroad. Ivorians hope the elections will help ease years of political, ethnic, and regional tensions that deteriorated into civil war in 2002. Although the fighting did not last long, the country remained divided until a peace agreement last year brought northern-based rebels into the government and allowed the return of many exiled opposition leaders. A major cause of the violence was a dispute over whether immigrants who had settled in the country decades before were entitled to Ivorian nationality. Diop says the biggest challenge is to make sure all those who are eligible are registered to vote.
La sortie de crise, comme l'accord de Ouagadougou le dit, passe par l'organisation des élections transparentes et des élections ouvertes à tous.
She says the only way to end the Ivorian crisis is to hold elections that are transparent and open to all, and this will require accurate voter registration lists and proper training for voting officials. Ivorian President Laurent Gbagbo's term expired 3 years ago, but he has remained in power because the elections were postponed several times. Organizational delays and a lack of funds have led some leaders to call for yet another postponement, but the opposition says any further delays would require renegotiation of the peace accord. Leaders in the international community, including France and the United Nations, which provided peacekeeping troops, have said the polling should go ahead in order to restore democracy. Scott Bob, VOA News, Dakar.